Okay, Chevra, we are now beginning a new topic, which is called the Halachos of Tevilas Kelam, which is found in Yeridei Simin Kufchaf, and is really one Amud of Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. That's really what we have to know, is this one Amud of Gemara, where the Mishnah tells us, if I'm lokeach klei tashmish from the Ovdei Kochavim, so eshedako lahatbil yatbil, those items that you have to toivel, you should be toivel. And zak the Gemara, that all the items, whether it's something that requires libon or hagal, etc., requires tevila in a mikvah of arba'im sa'ah. And we derive this from the psukim in Parshas Matos, right, which you have over here, that Elazar speaks to the Anshe Hatzava, and he tells them, Achazah, Vesakesef, Sadnachoshes, Abarazos, Abdilas, Alfares, Kodabar Sheyavo Ba'esh, Taviru Ba'esh, Vitaher, Ach B'meinida, Yizchata, V'chol Asher Lo Yavo Ba'esh, Taviru Ba'mayim. Now the Gemara dashens that Vitaher means that it requires an additional Tahara, right, which means, and the Torah Tamima points this out in his Perush on Chumash, that the Torah could have said, right, Kol davar sheyavo ba'esh, tarviu ba'esh v'kasher. How come it says v'taher? Apparently there's a process of tahara. Tahara usually involves a mikvah, and that pasuk teaches me that you need tahara. And then it says, ach b'mei nida yischata, which also teaches me that you need a mikvah. The Gemara explains that this means mayim shehanida tovelas bo, which is arba'im sa'ah. So the Gemara in Ayin Hey Amud Beis says that we have two psukim to teach me that you need tevilas kelim. One pasuk is v'taher, the other pasuk is meinida. Zach the Gemara, I need both psukim. Had I only had v'taher, I think maybe a mikveh chaser would suffice. Now pashtus is a mikveh chaser is nothing. So the smack that's quoted in the Torah here in Sif Aleph understands that mikveh chaser means a mayon. The din in Yerideya Simin Reish Aleph is that there are two ways of becoming Tahar. There's a mikvah, which is stagnant water, and there's a mayan, which is like a stream, a spring, right, flowing water. Mayan does not require mem sa'am in Hatayra. Right? The smack wants to say that the havamina in the Gemara is that vitaher would allow me to use a ma'ayan, even pachos me'ar ba'im sa'ah. The maskana is that no. We learn from Meinida that you need arba'im sa'ah. That's what the smack says. The smack is like a collector's item. There's the tour asks a question. The Taz over here in Sif Katan Aleph tries to defend it. There's a lot of literature on this question. But effectively, we learn from this parasha of Milchemes Midyan that you have to tovel kelim. We learn from Vitaher and Meinida that you have to tovel the kelim. Is this a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? So, like everything in Yiddishkeit, we know it's a machlokas harishonim, no? Rashi al hatayra assumes, that ach b'meini da yischata, Rashi writes, a pshuto shom mikra is, that yischata means that you do tahara through like efer para, etc. You get rid of tumas mace. Rabbo seinu darashu mikan, sha'af lahachshiron min ha'iser, you need tevila l'klei matris. Right, which requires arba'im sa'ah. In other words, the Chachamim interpret from this pasuk that you need tara of arba'im sa'ah. The pashtus in Rashi al hatayra is that the din of tahara when I buy a keli from a guy, right? That was really the episode in Midyan, like the Gemara explains that we win a war, and part of winning a war is kibush mochama, is I take over their kelim. The pashtus is when I acquire kelim, I have to tovel them, and Rashi seems to be saying it's a din d'oraisa ad kan d'vei Rashi. Drori, what do you have to say?
This is all talking about kelim that were used for potentially
useless. So the Gemara later on the Amud says that if a keli requires libun, and you did libun to the keli, you still have to tovel it. Once I did libun to the keli, it's ki'ilu, it's a keli chadash. So memela, even when I'm kona kelim chadashim, I also have to toivel it in the mikvah of Rabbah Mitzvah. So it's a din, which Rashi assumes is a din to orai salach ora, that kelim that I buy require tevila. I should point out that the Darkei Moshe here in Os Aleph, and Darkei Moshe quotes from a Sefer Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch, and Klal Nun Ches, by the way, in the Issur V'Heter, is where you have all the rules of Hechsher and Tevilas Kelim. So in the Issur V'Heter Arach, he understands that being Toiv al Keli is conversion. Just like when I convert a Yid, or I convert a Goy to become a Yid. So what I do is I immerse them in the mikvah, and that is the conversion process. My Keli requires conversion also, because it used to be a Keli of a Goy, and I'm converting it, and that's a Din D'Oraisa L'Cha'ora, according to Rashi. And Rashi on the Gemara also sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. The Gemara says that we have to toivo metal Kelim, because metal is what's found there in the Psukim, Achasa Zoha, Vesakeseth, Nechoshes, Baras, Obdil, Nofores. Those are the six metals that are found in the Torah, right? So Rashi, so the Gemara asks a question, what about Zuza de Sarbala? What about a metal pair of scissors? Right, you use scissors like to remove the extraneous material from your baguette. You have to toivel your scissors. So the Gemara says, no, Klei Se'uda Amurim B'Parasha. Klei Se'uda means, Mistama, the Torah speaks about Kalim that you use for hat. And the reason I'm probably using a Kalim for hat is because the Kalim that I'm using in a meal. So Klei Se'uda Amurim B'Parasha, and therefore, right, only items that I use to eat with, not scissors. Right, that's what it says in the Gemara, correct? Now, when Rashi speaks about Zuza the Sarbal, about the scissors, Zakt Rashi, Misbarayim Shagozes Mehem Bigdei Tzemer, Hoyo Ugezeiros HaKosov Hi, Velo Mishum Pilot Iser, because Kelim Chadashim also require Tevila, so maybe you should require Tevila for the scissors. In other words, Zakt Rashi, along the lines of what Drori was saying a few minutes ago, that we're Toivol a new Keli, even though there's no Iser in it. So the Goyish scissors, I bought a pair of scissors from the Goy, I should also Toivol, because there's no Iser in the scissors, but maybe I should stop the Toivol. Right? And the answer is no, it's not Klei Se'uda. But the way Rashi phrases it, is that Rashi, Hoyo u'gezeres ha'kosav hi. Meaning, Rashi seems to be saying that Tevilas Kelim is D'Oraisa. That's the Pashtus in Rashi. Ramban, that is called Nachmanides, the Ramban writes that perhaps this is not what the Torah means. Maybe Pshuto Shel Mikra is that when the Torah says Ta'aviru Bamayim, is the Torah talking about kashering a keli that was only used for cold, where the halacha is that you have to scrub it. You have to rinse it off in water and scrub it. So Zak the Ramban, maybe that's a din d'oraisa to kasher the keli. But libi mahar her old Zak the Ramban, the shatavila hazumi devrehem, vahamikra asmachta asu osa. Right? Zak the Ramban, that he thinks, perhaps, tevilas kelim is only a din d'rabbanan. No? It's only an asmachta. As I state in Ramban al HaTorah, and he quotes that unklus doesn't sound like the din of tevilas kelim is d'oraisa, so it's machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. There is a huge literature about the day of the Rambam, whether the Rambam paskins that Tevilas Kelim is Dairaisa Drabbanon. If you read this Rambam here, the Rambam writes, first of all, that it's Medivrei Seifrim. Right, the Rambam writes, it's Ein Ola Inyan Tuma V'Tahara. The Tevila is not for Tuma and Tahara, right? Ella, it's Medivrei Seifrim V'Remezla, right, based on the Pasuk. You get an impression from that line, that's a din d'rabbanan. Then the Rambam writes, "Mipi hashmu alamdu sheinu medaher ella b'taharasa midegiulei akum." The loshem mipi hashmua might sound a little more d'oraisa, but the pashtus in the Rambam is that tevilas kelim is d'rabbanan. The Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Rashba says that for the Rambam tevilas kelim is d'oraisa. But the Pashtus is, according to the Rambam, Tevilas Kelim is really Dirabbanan, which is what the Ramban writes Al HaTorah also. Now, the Pri Chodesh, by the way, here in Se'if Aleph, the first Pri Chodesh in the Simen, discusses what Tevilas Kelim is D'Oraisa or Dirabbanan. And he says it's a Machlokes. The Rambam assumes it's Dirabbanan, I, the Kesef Mishnah, quotes that the Rashba says, according to the Rambam, it's still Raisa. Well, maybe that Rashba meant the Ramban, not the Rambam. Maybe there's no such Rambam who assumes that Tevila is Doi Raisa. Okay, fine. L'may Nafkamina. Who cares if it's a Doi Raisa or a Rabbanan? So I can imagine my Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Blachman, saying, Nafkamina is if you know how to learn. Right, which is also very important. But L'may Nafkamina. Who cares if it's the Rais or the Rabbanan? So, it happens that in Shulchan Aruch, there are two indications that we pass in Tevilas Kelim is the Oraisa. And those are the Mechaber in Se'if Tes and the Mechaber in Se'if Yudalad. Okay? Se'if Tes in Shulchan Aruch speaks about if Mashkan Ovid Kochavim Kleli Yisrael. Let's say a guy gives a Jew a Kleli as a sort of collateral or something to hold on to, no? Basically, the Jew lends the guy money. And usually when you lend someone money, you don't want to just give the money away for free. It's not a gift, it's a loan. So how do I make sure I get my money back? I take a collateral. Now sometimes the guy might never come to redeem the collateral, right? So there's a shaila in the Gemara whether a mashgon is kizavini or not. When the guy gives me a mashkin on the halva'a that I extended to the guy, is that like a sale? If it's like a sale, so now I'm the owner of this keli that used to be the guy's keli, so I have to tifle it. If it's not a sale, I don't have to tifle it. So it's a suffix in the Gemara, right? The Gemara has a question, ibailahu mashkantamai, the last skinny line, first wide line, in the Gemara, what's the din of a mashkin? So the Gemara tells me that Mabar of Ashi saw that his father got a mashkin from a guy and he tivled it. And he doesn't know why daddy tivled the mashkin he got from a guy. It could be because he holds mashkanta kizvini dummy. It could be because he held that a mashkin is like a mechira. And therefore, that's why he tivled it. Maybe Maybe Rav Ashi saw that the guy intended on leaving the keli by the Jew. In other words, he shatzed up, he estimated that the das of the guy is that this guy is never taking the keli back. Daite l'shkuei. So effectively, we don't know why Rav Ashi toivled the mashkin, right? And we don't know, lahalocha, whether the tevila of a mashkin is required or not, because it's a suffix in the Gemara. Now, how do you paskin on such a suffix? So if I hold tevilas kelim is d'oraisa, so I should tevil the keli, correct? Because suffix d'oraisa l'hachmer. But if I hold tevilas kelim is d'rabbanon, I don't tevil the keli. That's l'cha'ora what emerges. And we paskin Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes that I should tevil the keli without a bracha. That means that I paskin that the tevilas kelim is a din d'oraisa, and when I have a suffix al smashkin, I tevil the keli. How come I don't make a bracha? Because even though the mitzvah of tevila is a din d'oraisa, but the brachos are d'rabbanan, and suffix brachos l'hakel. No. If you look in, by the way, we're no longer learning Badei HaShulchan. We've moved on to his son, the Chalkas Binyamin, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen. Wrote like the Badei HaShulchan on Yerideya, Bishal Akum, Pasakum, etc. Tevilas Kelim, Kufchaf. So if you look in the Chalkas Binyamin here on Sif Tes, so he points out that the Pri Chadash says, one second, how come you're assuming so pashat that Safik Da'irais Allah Hachmir, so I tevil the Keli, but I don't make a bracha? We know the Gemara in Brachas tells me, Safik kara kriyashma, Safik lo kara, yachzer v'yikra, imbir choseha, no? We see that the bracha is integrated. So there's a whole pilpul over here in the Chalkas Binyamin about when the bracha is integrated to the mitzvah, when the bracha is not integrated to the mitzvah, etc. But Hayotze, we paskin in Sif Tes that Tevilas Kelem is a din d'oraisa, correct? We also paskin this way lahalon in Se'if Yudalad. By the way, this is all in the first Pri Chadash. The first Pri Chadash over here in the Siman says, right, a discussion, is it Doraisa, is it Rabbanon? And he writes, at Shulchan Ar Paskins, it's Doraisa, based on Sif Tes and Sif Yud Dalet. Sif Yud Dalet tells me, Ein Maminin Katin Al Tevilas Kelam. If you ever go to the Breuer Tevilas Kelam Mikvah, which is right next door to the shul, the code to get in is 1345, if you're interested. So if you ever go to the Breuer Tevilas Kelam Mikvah, there's a sign that a katan and ketana under bar and bas mitzvah can only tovel with the accompaniment of an adult. No? Why is that? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that a katan is not neman on Tevilas Kelam. Now we paskin the hemnuhu rabbonon bidrabbonon. And Dinim D'Rabbanan, we trust Ketanim. No? Especially if it's an easy thing to do. How come, the Trumas Hadasha notes, how come we have over here that Tevilas Kelim, that we don't trust the Katan to Tevil Kelim? How come I can't send, actually, now my only Ketanim are age 6 and age 4, so I would never send Kelim with them anyway, right? We just made a bas mitzvah a few weeks ago. So, and my three oldest kids are over the hump. But my two younger ones are, right? My two younger ones are not capable of toivon kelim because it's a din d'oraisa. And the katan is not neman mid'oraisa. And that's what the Taz writes over here in Os Tes Zayin. That's what the Gra writes, that we paskin that a katan is not neman on the oraisas, right? So that's why the katan can't tovel kelim, because tevilas kelim is the oraisa. However, Zok Rebbe Kiva Eger here. Rebbe Kiva Eger on this Taz, who says that tevilas kelim is the oraisa, Zok Rebbe Kiva Eger, but that's true only on tevilas kelim of mateches. The Gemara tells us on that same daf, Avodah Zarah Ayin Hei Amid Beis, that tevilas kelim of zechuches, glass kelim, is a din derabbanan to be tovel, not a din d'oraisa, no? The Gemara says that metal I have to be tovel, because that's what it says in the Torah, right? Zohav, kesef, nechoshes, barzel, bedil, ofores, right? Tavir b'mayim. There's tevila on the metal kelim. However, glass, the Gemara says, shares a property with metal, which is that you can melt it down and put it back together. I think when they teach the properties, I mean, there was a chemistry regions this morning, but I think when they teach the properties of metal, they speak about how metal is bendable, it's malleable, you can bang it. I don't know if they speak about how metal could be melted down and put back together. I don't know if that's an official property of metal, correct? But in Chazal, Avodah Zarah Ayin Hei Amid Beis, it is a property of metal, correct, Mr. Mayor? Right? It is a property of metal. That metal, you can melt down and put it back together. And glass is the same thing. Therefore, Zok the Gemara, you have to tovel glass. However, comes along with Kiva Eger, Klei Zechuches, right? A cotton is Nemanon. Because Klei Zechuches, the Inyan of Tevila, is only Dirabonon. And if it's a Din Dirabonon, therefore the cotton is neman to tovel the klei zechuches ad kan divrei hagon Reb Kiva Eger. The Pischei Tshuva, the very beginning of our simin, in Os Aleph or Beis, I'm losing my memory already, the Pischei Tshuva in Os Gimel, I'm sorry. Os Dalet, I'm sorry. The Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kufchav Os Dalet quotes in the Chochmas Adam that since Tevilas Kelim of glass is a din d'rabbanan, therefore, if there's a big snowstorm, you can take your glass kelim and go out. You don't have to go to the mikvah. You can go out, take your kelim and immerse him in the snow. Right? There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim whether snow is kosher for a mikvah or not. It could be that there's no chibor between each flake of snow and the others. But for dinyam drabanan, we assume snow is a kosher mikvah, no? So therefore, I can dip my glass kalim in the snow. Meir Yaakov Soloveitchik, Sali, he's now the rabbi of like Spanish, Portuguese or something. So he told me he remembered his grandfather, Reb Aaron Zichrono Livracha, after big snows in Chicago, taking the glass kalim and going out and tefilling the glass kalim based on this idea that glass is derabbanon, and derabbanon, so you can rely on the snow as a kasher tevila. So far we're discussing the dinim of tevilas kelim, whether it's doraisa or a drabbanon, and Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is a din. Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is a din. Shulchan Aruch paskins that's a din doraisa. There's a related issue. By the way, I should point out that Rebbe Kiva Eger says that we are mamin a katan on tevilas kalim of zechuches. The pischei tshuva that I give you on these marim makomis, Osir Daled quotes that the prima godim is machmir, that even on klei zechuches, which is drabon, and a katan is not neman because it's considered cheskes iser. And maybe a katan is not neman with cheskes iser. Again, ayin sham in the pischei tshuva, he quotes this. There's still an afgamin between klei zechuches and Klei Matkas, that by Klei Matkas you can only ask a kid to toivel it for you if you know for sure the kid has Shtei Cyrus. By Klei Zechuches, right, you can rely on the Chazaka of Rava that Kevan Shigeel Chashonim Mistoma Higeel Chasimonim also. Right, so once a kid had his bar mitzvah, oftentimes, right, and if you know Dr. Ryan from Farakoy, so Dr. Ryan, has like this shtick that when you go to him before your bar mitzvah or something, he'll write out a Teudas Shin Sin, which is his Tudor Shtei Cyrus, to prove that you're a gadol or something. That's like, Dr. Ryan's like a very big tumble. He used to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva Farakoy, and then he decided to become a pediatrician. When his father was my pediatrician as a kid. His father was like an institution in Farakoy. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. His father was my pediatrician, and when I got older, I used Dr. Ryan, the senior. We used to, like, discuss. It was, like, very weird. You're going for an exam with your doctor, and he's like, what are you learning? And, like, he's, like, speaking to you and learning the whole time, and then, like, there's certain times that, like, you can't, like, speak and learning, so he would just, like, schmooze about other stuff, and then we'd go back, like, talking and learning. He's like, the real thing. Okay. So right, the Pischei Tshuva here quotes that there are some who assume that a katan is not neman on klei zechuches, but we will believe someone who's higia l'chal shonim that may or may not be higia l'chal simonim will still believe them on the tevilas kelim again tevilas kelim of zechuches because it's a din derabbanan like we're discussing. Let's go on. There's another aspect of the Inyan of Tevilas Kelam where whether it's Dairais or Dirabonon might play a role, and that is a Ramah in Se'if Ches. The Ramah writes that there's an Israel Hishtamesh with Klei Se'uda, even Derech Arai, without Tevila. Right? If I have Kelam that are Klei Se'uda, that are Chayiv and Tevila, I'm not allowed to use them even derech harai. Now, there's some shmua out there, which to the best of my knowledge is a complete urban legend. There's a shmua that you can use a keli once without toivling it. No? Am I the only one who heard this? Right? To the best of my knowledge, it's completely baseless in halacha. No basis whatsoever. There might be a kula if it's Erev Shabbos with Tzairich Arichim, maybe you could perhaps, and you can't toivel the keli, maybe perhaps you could rely on some haram of giving it to a guy or something like that. But to just say you could use it once without tevila seems to me to be completely baseless. By the way, toiveling kelim on Shabbos itself, there are two opinions in Orachayim Simin Shin Chaf Gimel. Now, Beitza Yud Ches says, I'm not allowed to be Tovel Kalim on Shabbos and Yontif. But that's because Beitza Yud Ches is talking about being Tovel a Keli from Tuma and Tahara. What about to be Tovel a Keli HaNikchim Min HaNachrim? Can I be Tovel such a Keli on Shabbos? What we talk about, Tevilas Kelim, which is Pashtus, not connected to Tuma and Tahara at all. Can I be Tovel that on Shabbos or Yontiv? So that's a Machlokes The machlokas harishonim, the bir halacha there in Shin Chav Gimel points out that it depends on, there's like four answers in that Gemara, Beitza Yudches, but how come we don't tovo kalim on Shabbos and Yontiv, a kalim of Tuma, based on which answer I accept, depends on whether I could be tovo kalim hanikchim and hanochrim on Shabbos. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, I'm not allowed to use kalim that I bought from a guy without tevila. Not allowed to use it. But this issue comes up all the time, no? You go to your uncle and aunt's house. Your uncle and aunt are very fine Jewish people, but like many very fine Jewish people, they know about kashrus, and you can trust them on their kashrus, but they wouldn't know tevilas kalim if it bit them on the ear. They'd have no, they never heard of it. So, are you allowed to eat on their kalim? So I remember years ago when we discussed this in yeshiva, so Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to be mechalek between necessary kalim and not necessary kalim. You see, there's certain kalim that are not necessary. Let's say, mashal mahadavar dome, a fork. A fork is not really necessary, no? The Rebbe Shalom gave all of us fingers. A spoon, pashtus, is necessary, no? No one would ever eat soup without a spoon. A plate is not necessary. A bowl is more necessary, correct? So one could argue maybe that's a distinction, which is interesting. The Achronim, when they discuss this Ramah, the Ramah says it's usher to use a kalim without tevila. They try to figure out, let's say I'm eating at some non-observant Jew. What do I do? So Rav Kook in a tshuva, I give you this tshuva, the last source over here, Maran HaRav Kook Tainas, that we're make on Yisurim Durabonon B'makom Eva. Right? If the person is going to be offended, right? Offending someone is like the worst Isser, modern orthodoxy, correct? Right? And if someone is going to be offended, so Maran HaRav Kook Paskins, that if it's if it's an issue that's a Din Durabonon, so then you can say that the din derabbanon doesn't apply b'makom eva. So if tevila of glass, you can say, you know what, b'makom eva, I can be megal. No, that's the last line in Rav Kook's tshuva. The klei zechuches danti oz lahaka b'makom eva came in heaven milsa derabbanon l'kuli alma. One could argue that maybe, even if you hold that Tevilas Kelim is a Dinda Oraisa, which is the Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch, right? Like Rashi says on Ayin Hey, and Rashi says in Chumash, right? Against the Ramban and against the Rambam, right? Shulchan Aruch Paskins Tevilas Kelim is the Oraisa. But even if Tevilas Kelim is the Oraisa, the Bir Halacha there in Shin Chof Gimel of Arachayim, the Bir Halacha has a Chiddush. He says Tevilas Kelim might be the Oraisa, but the Isser lehishtamesh bekele shalo hutbal, that's only an Isser derabbanan. Is that a big chiddush of the Bir Halacha? Right, I have a mitzvah to be tevil. That's a mitzvah deraisa. But the Isser to use such a keli, that Isser is only an Isser derabbanan. In the Chokas Binyamin in Sifkatan Aleph, he says that the Yeshua's Yankiv also says this way, that the Isser Hishdamshus Bekele, which the Ramah here in Se'if Ches is addressing, is an Isser de Rabbonon, not an Isser de Oraisa. However, others, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, assume that the Isser Hishdamshus Bekele itself is an Isser de Oraisa. Nonetheless, Reb Shlomo Zalman has a razzle-dazzle chiddush about a kula to use the kalim shalo hutbalu. Again, you're going to your aunt's house and you know the food is kosher, but the kalim never underwent their tevila. So Reb Shlomo Zalman tainas that maybe you could be makal to use it, because maybe the iser to use a keli is because you're being mevatel the mitzvah. Memela, the person who has the mitzvah of tevilas kalim, that person has an iser to use the keli. I'm eating at your house, right? It's not my mitzvah to tovel the keli. Because it's your mitzvah, no? If it's your mitzvah, it's a tovel, so maybe I have no iser to use it as well. That's what Shlomo Zalman is, razzle dazzle shtiko Torah, which I give you here on this source sheet. Yes, sir?
If the tevil is the reisa, then probably the tumah, or whatever, iser tumah, something is the reisa. If it's not, what is it?
I'm told them to convert the keli to make it Jewish.
Right, and there's no
so tzumah. That's a din d'oraisa. I have to do it, but the iser to use a keli that's not chutzbah is almost like a gezeira the Chazal made to make sure that I'll be tovel the keli. Mm-hmm. Right, the Torah never says that's usher to use the keli.
Even though it's tameh, because the pasuk says it's a hair.
Right, the pasuk says v'taher, which means like I can use it afterwards, or it means it becomes fully mine. It does. No one is going to say that I treifs up my keli. But that's beferish in Shulchan Aruch at the end of the siman, no? Sif Tes Zayin, the last din, says, Ova v'hishtamish b'keli below tevila lo neser mash nishtamish bo. Right? No one's going to say that it trafes up my food. Either Torah says vitaher. Well, vitaher doesn't really mean that it would trafe it up otherwise. Right? You have to say that. Oh. So now, Bekitzer, there's a big machlokas ha'achronim about whether the iser hishtamshas bekeli shlo chutbal is that a din de oraisa or that's a din de rabbonon. The Bir Halacha assumes it's a din de rabbonon. Rav Shlomo Zalman is assuming it's a din de oraisa. The Prima Godem, in a really weird place, assumes that the Isser Hishtamshas Bekelim is a din de oraisa also. Let's say I'm sitting at the Pesach Seder, and I didn't toivel my glass. Am I allowed to drink Dalakosos? Zuck the Prima Godem, ready? Lo osi mitzvah de rabbonon v'dochi leila Isser de oraisa. We're not going to say asei docha losa say that an asei de rabbanon can be docha alav do iraisa. Wow. Them is fighting worked. That means that prima godim there in Taf Pei Vav is assuming that there's an iser de oraisa to use a keli shalo hutbal. Now.
Glasses?
Yeah, so a metal becher. A metal becher. Thank you. Right. A metal becher. You're right. You got me. Comes along the Chokas Binyamin in what I think is actually a really good pickup. He says, L'cha'ora, according to the Bir Halacha, the mitzvah of Tevila is unconnected to the Isser of Hishtamshus. According to the others, the mitzvah of Tevila is connected to the Isser of Hishtamshus, right? So far, so good? That would mean, he says, that according to the Bir Halacha, L'cha'ora, the moment I buy a keli, I should have a mitzvah to toivel it, even though I'm not going to be using it for a long time. You ever sometimes, like, I know we do this all the time. No, whenever we see a good deal, so you buy stuff, and you put it away until you need it, no? So you can buy cutlery throughout the year, which you'll put away, let's say, for Pesach. Am I mechuyev to bring, every time I get the fork, am I mechuyev to bring it to the mikveh to be tovel right away? Zok the Chalkas Binyamin, he thinks that according to the Bir Halacha, the Isser Hishtamshos and the Mitzvahs Tevila are not Keshurim Zebezeh. That means that the moment I get the Keli, the Chorei should have to toivel it. Halo Davarhu. Halo Davarhu. Now, we never heard something like that, right? That, yeah, it's usher to have. So the Chalkas Binyamin really works on this, and the Biurim on page Reish Samach Hey, he really works on this question at all. It happens that in the Sefer Avodah Barura on Maseches Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Hey, he quotes in many of the poskim as follows: the Lashon HaMishnah, Lashon HaGemara, Lashon HaMishnah, is that the din is I have to be tovel klei tashmish. Ken Zagen, that klei tashmish means a keli that I'm going to use. But if it's a keli I'm not going to use, I bought a keli, and I'm going to use a Pesach time, months and months from now, right? So it's not klei tashmish, maybe I have no chiyuv tevila. And one could argue that not only did I not have a chiyuv tevila, maybe even if I'm tovel it, it doesn't work. I remember a few years ago, my sister, I love my sister, she's amazing, but she's a little scatterbrained sometimes. So she decided from Mishloach Manos, she lives in Far Rockaway, from Mishloach Manos, she was going to give out lots of stuff in like a little glass container, and she sent one of her daughters to Toivo like 100 glass containers for the Mishloach Manos. So she sent it to me. I get a Mishloach Manos from my sister every year. So afterwards, I'm like talking to, I don't remember if I told this to my brother-in-law, my sister, I don't remember which one. So I said, you know, it's a machlokes between Rav Wozner and Rebbe Yoshev, whether the tevila is even chal. Because when I tovel the item, for me, it's not clay tashmish. I don't plan on using this glass container at all. I'm giving it to you for Mishloach Manos, no? For me, it's not clay tashmish. Rav Wozner is quoting the Sefer Avodah Berura that the tevila is not chal when I'm tovel this item, because it's not clay tashmish for me. Rebbe Yoshev says he thinks it is chal. But one could argue that that's the way out of the Chokas Binyamin Zug, no? Chokas Binyamin, who wants to argue that there's a inyan to be tovel the kalim, right when you buy it, maybe the way out is saying, one second, it's not clay tashmish yet at all. So these are some of the issues that we wanted to discuss in terms of tefillas kelim. It happens that it seems to me that part of this question, again, the Bir Halacha assumes that the Isser Hishdamshus is a din to Rabbonan, even if you hold the mitzvah of tefillas d'oraisa. And the Prima Godim and Reb Shlomo Zalman disagree with that Bir Halacha. Perhaps this question relates to a fundamental issue that the Rishonim address that's discussed on the first page of the Sefer Tevilas Kelim, which is Tevilas Kelim a mitzvah or a matir? Among the Rishonim Monei HaMitzvos, the only Rishon who quotes Tevilas Kelim as a mitzvah, you know, we have a tradition, Gemara Sof Makis, that there's 613 mitzvahs, right? So how do I recognize, how do I calculate mitzvahs? Most Rishon do not count Tevilas Kelim as a mitzvah. Now, if Tevilas Kelim would be Durabon, and I understand why you don't count it as a mitzvah. But we pass in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tes and Sif Yudalid that it is a mitzvah. So if it is a mitzvah, how come we don't calculate it as a mitzvah? Right? The Smak says it's a mitzvah. How come all the Rishonim disagree with the Smak? So one could argue that L'cha'ira, all of these other Rishonim who disagree, hold that Tevilas Kelim is a matir, not a mitzvah. Now, to say that it's a matir has to mean that I'm saying against the Bir Halacha. To say it's a matir means that I'm tovel the keli in order to permit the hishdamshus, meaning that there's a kesher between the iser hishdamshus bekeli and the mitzvah of tevila on the keli. Again, so these are some of the large global issues relating to tevilas keli. Maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure if I should talk about one more global issue, the relationship between Tevilas Kelim and Tuma, or maybe not discuss it. If guys want, I have Myra Makomis on these sugyas. If people feel that like going through the Mechaber Ramah, Shachtas, Pismei Tshuva might be difficult, so I have some, of course, we can give out. Whatever it is, we should go and daven Mincha. We should have a wonderful and blessed day.